pastors, transportation for pastors, as well as food for the poor, widows, and lepers. We ask God for education for children, homes for orphans, Bible colleges, seminaries, salaries for faculty, libraries, dorms, auditoriums, water projects, baptistries, books, Bibles, marriages, jobs, income generation projects, and more. Truly, the list was endless. Any human soul would be totally crushed and devastated if it weren't for the revelation, the Father's going to give it. Because of this revelation, we were free to pray with such boldness and confidence, knowing the Father's going to give it. This revelation is absolutely a total game changer. It doesn't matter how big the bill or problem. The giver is going to give it, or we were not meant to have it. I'm convinced God took me over 8,000 miles away to India and Nepal to rub my nose in all He desires to give. We literally prayed over hundreds of millions of dollars of human need and kingdom good. Before going to India, I was consumed in leading Spirit Media to generate its first million in revenue. I specifically remember, while in India, God telling me, "You're thinking too small." This totally changed my perspective that day. It continues. Multiple times since then, God regularly confronts me with, "You're thinking too small." We must first accept the revelation that the Father's going to give it. God forbid it takes you as long as it took me to understand this. Once we do, we begin to understand. Either the giver will give it, or we will never have it. We see our Heavenly Father as the giver. We understand that everything we have has been given to us from Him. We can take no credit for it. As soon as we agree with Him that the Father's going to give it, He begins to show us just how much He desires to give to us. For two solid weeks in India and Nepal, God kept showing me things He would love to give. Gifts that would bless His people, extend His kingdom, accomplish His mission, and bring Him glory. With each exposure to human need, I sensed God asking, "Would you be willing to ask me to give this to my people for my glory?" Ask is the second to last chapter of this book for a reason. More on that later too. During that trip, the Father's going to give it went to the Father wants to give it. This dramatically changed how we prayed. It moved our prayers from uncertainty and doubt to confidence and thanksgiving. Now, please understand, that doesn't mean we began to control God with our prayers. No, we began to trust God on higher levels. Jesus taught us to pray, "Father, if you are willing, I want your will to be done, not mine." Luke 22:42, NLT. We prayed with bold faith, asking God to faithfully give everything He brought before us. We did so with full surrender and submission to His will. As you will see in this book, sometimes the true gift lies in trusting God enough to ask, regardless of whether we receive. The gift is experiencing God. It's knowing His word, heart, will, and way. It's having confident hope and trust to let Him decide when and how He gives His gifts to us. It is a gift to simply see the Father's going to give it. The Father's going to give it changes everything. Let this sink in. Give. Give it. The Father. He is going to give it. The Father's going to give it. As soon as I returned from my trip, God said, "Now I want you to go write down everything in my word that I promised to give." My team and I started making a list of every scripture in the Bible where God promises to give something. It took us months. The more we wrote down, the more we found. I was truly blown away as we discovered more and more of what God has promised to give us. I was also sad that I had never seen the extent of God's gifts like this before. I suspect you have not either. Right now. Right now, there's a young mother or father working for money instead of staying home with their